You just heard The Becoming by Isla Craig, and I really like that song. I feel like the feminine energy is ethereal. It's a very good one. Hello, welcome to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm coming to you live today from the traditional ancestral unceded territory of the Musqueam people, and you're listening to Feeling Sounds, and this show is an indie music show where I talk about music and the way that it makes me feel, and my name is Sarah, so hello. Today I have a special guest named Charlotte Alden, so later on in the show there's going to be an interview with her and some of her original music featured, and it's very lovely, so stay tuned for that. And besides that, today I have so much Canadian music for you guys. I spent the weekend in Whistler with my parents, and I've just been feeling so hyped about how amazing British Columbia is and Canada in general, so really excited to share that with you guys. Okay, so my next song is called Adopted Hometown by the Foreign Diplomats. And this band actually emailed me personally, which made me feel really special. I was like, wow, it's like a real radio show now. And they're called the Foreign Diplomats, and they have an album coming out on March 10th, and it's called Monami. And a little background about them is they're high school friends from Quebec, and yeah, so this song, Adopted Hometown, I feel like it sounds deep, and it sounds like road trip music, or like the outro music of an indie film, or maybe all of the above. I don't know. So hope you enjoy. This is called Adopted Hometown by Foreign Diplomats. You just heard Repeating Myself by Peach Pyramid, and before that you heard Adopted Hometown by Foreign Diplomats. So Repeating Myself, I feel like it sounds very much like it came from the prairies, and it did, because Peach Pyramid is from Calgary, Alberta. So that's pretty fun.
I was a prisoner.
Cocaine addiction.
Cocaine took my drink. It made me lie.
Cocaine took my will, my soul.
And all I wanted was more cocaine. Cocaine Anonymous gave me freedom and saved my life. If you got a problem with cocaine, pick up the phone. We're here to help.
Contact Cocaine Anonymous toll-free by calling 866-662-8300 or find them online at ca-bc.ca.
So today I have a very special guest with me. Her name is Charlotte Alden, and she's a student musician here at UBC. Hey, Charlotte, how's it going?
Good.
So today we're going to be interviewing Charlotte and then showcasing a couple of her original songs. So the first song, or the first question I'm going to ask you today is, can you introduce yourself a bit and tell us what you're doing here at UBC?
Yeah, so I'm Charlotte. I'm a hopeful political science major here at UBC. And yeah, I also love to write songs, and I have since I was about 15.
Cool. So how would you say music plays into your lifestyle? Like, what would you say that you use it for?
Music is basically everything in my life. it's the soundtrack to everything. I'm always like finding new music, listening to new music. As a kid, I would go through the liner notes of CDs and like find specific producers and songwriters and then look up those people. And I'm just so obsessed with everything. And I think also music to me is an escape. So when I don't want to deal with the world, I put on a song I love and I just feel good.
Would you say that you feel that same way about writing music and listening, or is it sort of like different functions in your life?
I think listening to music can help me feel less alone when I'm dealing with difficult things, because if you listen to a song that says exactly the way you feel, it's like, okay, there's another person out there who feels this way. But with writing music, I think that's more therapeutic for me, and sort of being able to figure out how I feel and the way that I go through life.
Cool. All right, so the first song we're going to be playing that is your original is called I Have To. Do you want to introduce that one a little bit?
Yeah, so this is a super sad song I wrote on New Year's Eve, 2018. About having to let go of somebody who I really loved in my life because the timing really just didn't make sense. So yeah.
Cool. All right. So this is going to be I Have To by Charlotte Alden.
Finish the story. I've thought a lot about what it means to me, and I've come to terms with the fact that this is the end for us. And now you're back, trying to start again. You open the first page. Read it and then try to get me to feel everything I've locked away. Trying to be okay. How could I ever say no to you? But I have to. I have to. Oh, how could cause it'll just make me sad to relive everything that I wanted so bad. I spent half a year on you, thinking you were the only one. Now I look up and I can finally see the sun. How could I ever say no to you? But I have to. I have to. Oh, how could I ever let go of you? But I have to. I have to. Everything, all the pictures that I took, all the letters that you left, the book we wrote, and I shove it all in a box and seal it shut with a lump in my throat. And now here I am walking down the drive.
You just heard I Have To, written by Charlotte Alden, and I have her here with me right now doing an interview. So, Charlotte, the next question I have for you is, how do you go about writing music? Like, where do you get your ideas from, and can you, like, run through the process a little bit?
I find that ideas just come out of nowhere. Sometimes I'll dream ideas, and I'll wake up, and it'll just be, like, almost a full song that I just, like, dreamed. But I have notebooks, and I use the Notes app on my phone, and every time I hear something cool or have an idea, I'll just write it down. And then, I don't know, like, I'll go back to my room where I have my guitar, and usually I feel like the lyrics always come first for me versus the melodies. Like, sometimes I'll come up with, like, a cool guitar part, and I'll write to that, but usually it's, like, I have a lyric, and I come up with a melody in my head, and then the guitar, like, follows what I'm doing. But I find that I just have ideas all of the time. Like, I got an idea from my poly professor the other day.
What was it?
He said something like, it's only fair if everybody knows the rules in terms of politics. But I was like, that's also really true in terms of relationships.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
So how would you say, like, living in the dorms on campus affects your ability to, like, feel like you can play music out?
I do feel a little weird sometimes because I know the walls are paper thin. And I'm sure I annoy the people in my dorm a lot because I play guitar all the time. But I think, like, the thing is, it's my space. As long as I'm not really disturbing anybody, I mean, it's what I love to do, so.
Cool. So, do you remember the very first time you ever wrote a song? And if you do, can you tell the story?
Yeah. So, I was in grade 2, and I don't know where this song came from, but I remember it just, like, popped into my head one day, and it was about the struggles of schoolwork at 7 years old. It was a song called Never, and it is still always in my head. It's horrible, but it's
like... You want to sing a little bit of that for us right now?
Okay. Gotta do all this crazy schoolwork. Never gonna stop. Gotta have some fun today. What am I gonna say? Never, 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 never gonna happen. Not in all your life. Never, 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 never gonna happen. Not in all your life. And I had, like, weird injections. But
amazing. I love that. That's awesome. At 7 years old. Wow. So how would you say your writing has changed over time?
From that.
from that masterpiece.
I know. It's changed a lot. I think there's a moment when I think I was about 15 where it really became kind of a therapeutic thing, because just being a teenager, you go through so much stuff. And I don't know. It would be like something bad would happen at school or something bad would happen with my parents, and I would just write a song about it, and it just became this sort of way that I dealt with everything.
Cool. Yeah. All right, so the next song we're going to be playing by you is called Skipping Rocks. Can you introduce that one?
Yeah, this one I wrote pretty recently, and it's about just missing what it's like to be a kid and just feeling like you can do anything you want to do.
Cool. Skipping Rocks by Charlotte Alden.
Skipping rocks out on the beach, the waves crash and they don't reach as far as we wanted them to. Sounds familiar. So we throw our stones away, left on the sand for another day. Giving up. Sounds familiar. And I wish I could go stand on that sand. Feel the feeling of thinking the in my hands, thinking I could have everything before I knew anything. Spending days stuck in red brick schools, spending pocket change on what's new and cool to throw it away the next day. Spending nights in my friend's backyard, catching fireflies, pretending they're the stars. And the city lights made impossible to see, but I see them now. And I think I wish I could go stand on that grass. Feel the feeling of thinking the world was in my grasp, thinking I could have. Thank you. crash and I can't reach the beauty I held in my hands before I was old enough to understand anything. I didn't know anything. Oh, I wish I could go stand on that sand and feel the feeling of thinking the world was in my hands, thinking I could have everything before I knew anything, thinking I could have everything before I knew.
That was Skipping Rocks by Charlotte Alden, and I have her here doing an interview right now. So, Charlotte, what is the weirdest song you've ever written?
In grade 11, I once wrote a song to memorize my French verbs, and I don't remember any of it, but I think I did well on the test, so.
So it worked well.
Yeah.
You don't remember any of it now. Cool. Okay, so we were actually just talking about performances, but let's let the audience hear about it. How do you feel about performances, and how has your opinion on that changed over time?
It's definitely a pretty new thing for me. I only started performing like 4 months ago, like performing my own songs, because in high school I was pretty nervous about all that stuff, and so I never put myself out there. And I think for performance, it's complicated for me because if I play songs that are like pretty emotional, I feel like I'm giving part of myself away sometimes, and it feels like too much. There's something that you get when you're performing, and I remember I had someone come up to me, and it was someone I didn't even know, and she was like, "I really, really liked your song. Like, I really related to it," and that was like, "Oh, that's really cool."
Yeah, that's a great feeling. All right, so when you make recordings, what is your process like?
So when I write songs, I will just use voice memos and record it like that. But when I want to make nice recordings, I use GarageBand with my very limited skills. I'll play the guitar part, and then I'll sing the vocals. And sometimes if I'm feeling fancy, I'll add harmony or overlay some guitar. I definitely want to expand with that and do more. But it's pretty, pretty limited right now.
Cool. So do you have anywhere online that listeners can go to find more of your music?
Yes, I have a SoundCloud. And my name on SoundCloud is just Char, but it's soundcloud.com/Char's_songs.
And that'll be linked in the description for this episode on the CITR website. Just go under Feeling Sounds and then the episode for today, and you'll be able to see that there. So no worries if you can't remember it. All right, so the last song we're going to be playing by you is called Malicious. Do you want to introduce that one?
Yeah, this is about the fact that I have the worst timing in the world with everything. And so this is about sort of personifying time into this, like, evil creature. This is Malicious.
Cool. So that's going to be our last song by you. So thank you so much for being interviewed today.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. It was my pleasure. And everyone, this is Charlotte Alden, a student, songwriter, and performer, and recording artist. So Malicious by Charlotte Alden. Here we go.
Sixty seconds in a minute, 60 minutes in an hour, 24 hours in a day. But why do some seem to go so slow and some just slip away? I think time has an agenda. I think he knows when you want time to go slow, time to go fast, and then he the opposite. I used to time so malicious, right when you get addicted to someone. He moves in and tries to steal away all the minutes you have, make them go fast. I hate you, time, for moving too fast. I hate you, time, cause I wanted this to last forever and ever and ever. Why is time so malicious? Why do I fall in love at the worst times? Why do I make plans and then go back on what I said? I can't get it right. I think time has an agenda. I think he knows when you want time to go slow, time to go fast, and then he does the opposite. Why is time so malicious, right when you get addicted to someone? He moves in and tries to steal away all the minutes you have, make them go fast. I hate you, time, for moving too fast. I hate you, time, cause I wanted this to last forever and ever and ever. Why is time so malicious?
Why is time so malicious,
taking everyone I love away from me? Why can't I live at my own pace, live the decisions that I make? Why is time so malicious, right when you get addicted to someone? He moves in and tries to steal away all the minutes you have, make them go fast. I hate you, time, for moving too fast. I hate you, time, cause I wanted this to last forever and ever and ever. Oh, 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 forever and ever and ever. Why is time so malicious?
Would you like to get updates on your smartphone in an emergency, even if a cell tower is down? It is possible if the FM chip is activated in your phone. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
Make sure you guys listen to Charlotte's SoundCloud. She's amazing. Okay, so the next song I have for you is called The Rain by Jumpin' Joel Flash and the Magic Machine. And this is another artist that emailed me personally, which I just love. So any artist listening out there, please, I would love to play your music on my show. And I think this song is a really nice, like, country sound. And I feel like you could listen to it in a rocking chair on the porch if you were, like, someone's grandpa or something. But yeah, this is The Rain by Jumpin' Joel Flash and the Magic Machine.
When they, you come on home again. I went out in the rain, thought I heard you calling out my name. Forget about tomorrow. Wish you'd come on home again.
You just heard Sun Medallion by King Tuff, and before that you heard The Rain by Jumpin' Joel Flash and The Magic Machine. So Sun Medallion, I feel like the voice kind of reminds me of the Beatles, but that song is just like really groovy, and I love sun music, and you know, it's about the sun, so that's a really great one. I wanted to tell you guys about something I'm really excited about. So I don't know if any of you have perused my page on the CITR website, but my SoundCloud is linked there because I write and record some music. it's something I'm like very passionate about because, you know, I just like music in general and I like to sing and write. So a few weeks ago, I was performing at an open mic night with the Blank Vinyl Project, which is a club here at UBC. And one of their executives named Camille approached me and she asked me to sing a set at this Women's Day event on March 8th. I'm really excited for it. It's going to be on campus. I don't know like all the details about exactly where it's going to be, but I know that my set is going to start at 8 p.m. and I'm going to be singing for about 30 minutes. And I'm going to be doing mostly original music, maybe like one cover of a song. So please come. That would mean a lot to me if you feel like listening to me perform. And if you're interested in what my music sounds like and you want to like get a flavor of it, you can find my SoundCloud linked in the description of Feeling Sounds on the CITR website. Also, my username is just Sarah Y. Carboni, so that's S-A-R-A-Y-C-A-R-B-O-N-E. And yeah, I write a lot of like sad, like folky music, kind of. It's usually just like very lyrically driven, so please check it out. It would mean a lot to me.
Nothing goes together better than live music and a beer. Or two. Or five. Wait a minute. An estimated 886,000 Canadians age 15 and older abused or were dependent on alcohol in 2012. 1 in 7 Canadians age 15 years and older experience verbal, emotional, and physical abuse as a result of another person's drinking. Make sure a fun night out doesn't ruin everyone else's, or your own. If you see yourself or someone you know slightly off key, help everyone out and step in. After all, you want to be able to remember the show tomorrow morning.
The next song I'm going to play for you guys is called No Need to Argue by Hannah Jorgis. I don't know how to pronounce her last name. Hannah Jorgis, I think, and then featuring Lucius. And this song, I just feel like it sounds exhausted. And maybe that fits the vibe of the song because it's about no need to argue. So maybe she's just exhausted from all the arguing. And the lyrics create a lot of nice imagery. And I really like how there's like two coinciding melodies at once. So listen out for that. No Need to Argue by Hannah Jorgis and Lucius.
There's no need to argue anymore. I gave all I could, but you left me so sore. And the thing that makes me mad is the one thing that I had. I knew I'd lose you. You'll always be special to me, special to me, to me. And I remember watching TV, movies on the living room armchair. And they say it'll work out fine,
You just heard In the Night by Favors, and before that you heard No Need to Argue by Hannah Jorgis and Lucius. So In the Night by Favors makes me feel like I'm in a limo going to a New York City party. I don't know if you guys felt that at all, but I certainly did.
Hello everyone. Is school stressing and is campus safety concerning you? Join UBC Tai Chi Club to de-stress and learn self-defense. Simply search UBC Tai Chi Club on Facebook to receive notifications about our lessons. See you there.
So I have one more song for you guys today, and that's going to be the end of today's episode. So make sure you check out Charlotte Alden's SoundCloud. The link will be in this show's description on the website for CITR. And also, please come see me on March 8th. I'm going to be performing for 30 whole minutes. I'm kind of scared, but I'm excited. And my SoundCloud will also be linked in today's episode. So the last song I have for you guys today is called Out in the Country by Natural Child. And this song gives me some Rolling Stones vibes, which is pretty fun because I've been listening to them a lot lately. So yeah, hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your week, and I will talk to you next Monday. This is Out in the Country by Natural Child.
Danielle.
I got something I wanna say to you.